The first wave of genetically modified foods was designed to benefit farmers by allowing them to grow pest-resistant corn or worm-free cotton. Now biotech companies are preparing the second generation of these foods. They hope these foods will improve American diets and also feed hungry nations. But before that happens, scientists will need more information about their effects on human health. NPR's Eric Kneeler has more.
Protein-packed potatoes, super low-fat cooking oil, and vitamin-enhanced rice. These are some of the genetically modified, or GM, foods being cooked up right now in university and industry labs. So far, none are ready for market, and they won't be until researchers and regulators agree they are safe. That won't be easy. Scientists like Bert Garza say the genetic tinkering needed to create these foods leads to bigger changes in the plant's biology than there are in the GM foods already on store shelves.
Therefore, it's likelier that we're going to see unintended effects. What we don't know is then how can you take that probability and better assess whether those changes are functionally relevant to people's health.
Garza is a professor of nutritional sciences at Cornell University. He's one of the experts chosen by the National Academy of Sciences to decide the best way to test these foods. Garza says that inserting genes to create a broccoli plant with an extra boost of vitamin C, for example, alters several of the plant's key chemical processes. Scientists can't predict what other biological changes will result as well.
You may change the way proteins are assembled and therefore could produce an allergen. Well, obviously, you'd want to know that because you could produce a health hazard that was unintended for certain individuals.
That's already happened. A few years ago, a U.S. biotech firm stuck a Brazil nut gene into the DNA of a soybean plant to increase its protein levels. But when the company started testing the new plant, the bean produced a reaction in blood samples from people allergic to nuts. The company never sold the product. With these new GM foods, there's no easy way to predict when an allergen might surface. Even worse, there's no foolproof way in the laboratory to find out if that's happened.
Trying to take a whole food and feeding it to a rat is very difficult to do, in the sense that you're not worried about the whole food necessarily being a problem, but one or multiple components within the food that may be present at low levels.
One technique scientists are using to detect small quantities of allergens is something called mass spectrometry, which provides a kind of chemical fingerprint of unknown substances. Ian Monroe is president of the Toronto-based consulting firm Cantox.
With mass spectrometry, we can identify the precise molecular weights of particular constituents of plants, their detailed structures, their chemical structures. So this is a very powerful tool.
Right now, it's still not clear which test should be used to determine how a plant has been changed and whether it poses a human health risk. Researchers also need to measure the new plant's exact nutritional benefit. They need to know whether the extra vitamins or oils can be absorbed by the person who eats it.
You have to make sure that the product does in fact perform as it's intended to perform.
The National Academy of Sciences is putting together a report evaluating these tests and the possible risks posed by this second generation of GM foods. Its final recommendations will likely be used by the Food and Drug Administration as a guide to determining which, if any, of these should be allowed on the market. The uncertainty over these new foods may also lead to changes in the FDA's current screening process. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois wants the agency to conduct its own independent safety tests. Now it relies on tests done by biotech companies.
I don't want to draw a conclusion about safety at this point, but I will draw a conclusion about the adequacy of our process. I don't think the process is as good as it can be.
Durbin has introduced legislation to require mandatory rather than voluntary testing. His bill would also allow the public to comment on the testing results. Any changes in the current regulatory system are probably several years away. But then so are these new GM foods. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.